Sitting in front of me now, two of Ireland's finest actors, Emmett Kerwin, Ian Lloyd Anderson. Boys, hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Listen, thanks for coming in. It's great to see you. Dublin Old School has lived for quite a while now in lots of different formats. It's about to go as big as it's gotten in terms of stage, but in case anyone's tuned in now and they haven't heard of Dublin Old School, or they don't know that it was a play and a movie and all these things, like, take them back, very quick kind of genesis story of where this all came from.
I was sharing a rehearsal room with Ian Lloyd Anderson in the Abbey. Mm-hmm. We were doing a play, Major Barber, Bernard Shaw, and we were kind of a bit bored. And we were saying, you know what I'd really love? A modern play, something that's contemporary. And I said, I'm actually writing something. Will you be in it? And he said, yes.
Okay.
And then fast forward about a year later, and he showed up day one of rehearsals, and the opening of it is done to spoken word and rap. And I gave it to him, and he said, I think you should get someone else.
he
tried to jettison himself from the project, and then his wife told him.
I waited till Friday, and then I went home and told her, I can't be doing that. I can't be doing that.
Right.
And his wife, your wife told him, get a grip.
Really?
Get a grip.
So what was it? You thought it was the rap bit, the performance bit?
I would look ridiculous, but she kind of told me to get over myself in slightly more coarse language.
Right. It's only 15 minutes.
I like her already. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's only 15 minutes. And then we went on to, it started off very small, Bewley's Cafe Theatre. It was a play about brothers, Dublin, dance music. It's all done through rap, comedy, and spoken word, and then kind of regular brother scenes. And then the journey that it's had, it went on to Project Arts Centre, and had done 7 sellout runs there, and then we transferred to the West End, the National Theatre in London, and it's been printed, it's been made into a film, and it's back at the Olympia.
It is. See, this is it now, to bring it to the Olympia is just, because I mean, even in that rehearsal room, no matter how big people's dreams are, you can't have thought, as you said, sellout runs, printed movie, and now the Olympia.
Yeah.
So, are you pinching yourselves even now with all the success?
I think about craning my neck. Yeah. You know, because it's all the way up in the gods, and seeing gigs there all the way through my life.
Yeah.
And doing shows there, but I don't think we've done a sellout show, because I know the tourists, they sold out and there's a few tickets after the Wednesday. Yeah. But I'm kind of really looking forward to those nights and the amount of people that are going to be there, plus 1,000, you know.
I will stop you just very quickly to tell people it's the 4th and 5th of September.
Yeah.
It is a limited run of anniversary show, so it's not like Taylor Swift saying it's one night and it's two nights, it's three nights. 4th and 5th of September 2024, it's going to be in the Olympia, so get your hands on tickets. But Ian, sorry, you were going to say.
No, it's just it's there's a gig feel off this thing.
Yeah.
So I think it'll sit really well in the Olympia. It brings you back to a really amazing night we had. I think it was the Thursday night when we, couple of nights after we'd opened in London, remember?
Yeah.
It was just like this National Theatre just filled with head cases from Ireland. And it was like this mad night where there was just this insane gig energy.
There's a lot of people there from Ireland came. Obviously people who'd moved there after the crash kind of would have been part of that kind of scene, dance music scene in the mid-2000s and so forth. And they'd moved to London, so they all came on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. And the theatre we were in had these huge balconies up the top. And about halfway through, I said some word and someone just in a Dublin accent in the National Theatre in London goes, "Get up, Edwards!"
There was a mad energy to it.
Lads.
All the time. Remember there was one night there was lads dancing
monocles,
and stuff.
Few monocles falling out of eyes. Yeah.
That is brilliant. Although I suppose the terrifying thing that by this conversation is you call it Dublin Old School and it's about the noughties dance scene, and I was part of the 90s dance scene. So, but we won't talk about that. What I will ask you though, is there a point where you two feel like you need to hand this over in terms of the performance to two other brothers, or are you just, can it move with,
like the Rolling Stones, just keep going.
Keep going.
There's a distance to the stage. Jagger, if he can keep on moving, and I've got them moves like Jagger, if you get me.
No.
So I don't know. Yeah, I think we'll do it for as long as we can. I've had to get a skipping rope back out.
Fair.
And I had to shift a lot of pounds because actually it is quite athletic.
Yeah.
We do burn a lot on stage because it starts, it's only 75 minutes and once it goes, it never stops. Mm. You never leave the stage. And physically, it's a kind of work of, you know, athleticism.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I've had to get the cardio back up, bro.
I'm training for the marathon at the moment, so I'm kind of there.
Okay, so you're peak performance, ready to go.
And then hopefully in the future, maybe, I'd like to see two other actors there. I think it'd be really good. I'll just say the brother he plays is a 90s brother.
Yes.
The brother I play is a 2000s brother. And as you know, because you can see me in studio, I have the boyish good looks of a man still who could play.
Exactly.
Anywhere and between 25 and 44.
I've not aged.
There's a picture somewhere in an attic getting sounder of him right now. That's a Dorian Gray reference for anyone who didn't know.
I got it. Lads, you've done so much outside of Dublin Old School. I mean, we're talking about Ella Enchanted, Inside Him Dancing, Game of Thrones, Vikings. Like, what's next? What have you got planned after this anniversary run? What are we in the middle of? Or what have we shot? Or what are we rehearsing?
Yeah, I have a thing coming out. I was over in Amsterdam last year for a long period of time shooting a series called Safe Harbour. That's okay. Coming out. And then after Dublin Old School, I'm actually back on stage in the Dublin Theatre Festival doing Marco Rosenthal play Reunion. So amazing. Having not done much theatre for the last few years, I'm kind of back with a bit of a bang with kind of two amazing pieces of theatre.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And Emmett?
In terms of film roles, I'm a film coming out later in the year, Magpie, with Daisy Ridley. Directed by Sam Yates, the theatre director.
Yeah,
so it's his first film, feature film. So really looking forward to that. And I'm writing two plays at the moment as well, for one for the Gate Theatre and then one for This Is Pop Baby. So primarily I would be working as a playwright most of the time, you know, now, like, so, and then kind of doing film roles when I can.
Excellent. Well, look, the more the merrier of the playwriting and the acting and everything. Quick fire round before I let you go, boys, right? I do this with every guest I've had on, so don't worry, you're in vaunted company here. The first thing I want to ask is, what are you currently obsessed with? What is it? Could be an app, could be a meal, could be a friend, could be an animal, could be a family.
Well, my missus says Shelburne Football Club.
Really?
Yeah, she's doing her head in. She's really doing her head in.
I'm a Bowls fan, so I mean, I'm surprised we're even in the same room together.
I am obsessed with the podcast Blank Check.
What's that?
It's by these two guys, film critic and an actor, and they get a film director who gets given a blank check at the beginning of his career, and then they go through all the best films he's done. So they've done Martin Brest, for example, Midnight Run. Yeah. Currently they're doing Kevin Costner, and it's very, very funny because they're taking the complete piss.
Blank check. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. There's a good one I came across recently called What Went Wrong, which is a movie podcast. Again, some guy hosts it with a girl and they go through the movie that you know. So, for example, Point Break was the last one I listened to. Yes. But they tell you all the stories about, no, Point Break was supposed to be made 15 years earlier with this actor in the main role, and then that changed, and then this, whatever.
At least that they just come in
the
American Psycho.
After, okay.
It's really good, this one. That's
There's
really great.
Two good podcasts for you there. Okay, who is the most famous person in your phone, individually? If you have to look, come on, Ian.
I don't know.
Him.
No, come on. I'm not accepting that. There's got to be big names over the years.
I don't know. Adrian Dunbar.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Emma, you're not even giving me one?
I've worked with loads of people. I've worked with people professionally.
Come on, go high, go hard. Come on.
Charlie Cox. I know
there
him.
You go. It's not bad at all. Go back in time now. 8 years old, second class. It's Susbjørg or Susmuir.
Right.
And the teacher says, okay, take out your lunchboxes. What's in the lunchbox for either of you?
I had a Superman lunchbox.
Nice.
Because it was, you know, early 80s, was it? Maybe. what was in it? Corned beef.
Oh.
Brown bread. Bit of butter. Penguin bar and a piece of fruit, possibly watermelon or banana. Watermelon, do you know what?
Very flamboyant.
In the 80s in Tala, it was bougie. And she's all about get that fruit into you. So it was watermelon.
You got
and couscous. No. Couscous. But I did whip out a piece of watermelon one day and everyone was like, what is that, you strange alien? You exotic man in McEwen.
Corned beef. I was asking this question of someone recently and they said corned beef sandwiches and I went, oh my God. And I went to Dunn's and I bought corned beef.
Yeah.
The same.
No.
It's not the same anymore. No. It doesn't have the little fatty bits in it.
The Billy Roll was a thing as well.
Billy Roll,
I don't remember that always being a little bit, but there's something about butter and corned beef slices and the thicker the better. On brown bread. Am I mad for that?
I didn't have real corned beef until I was like 30 something. My mother-in-law made it and she said we're having corned beef and I just thought it was that deli.
You thought when like it's a hot day and your mum makes a salad and she just puts in slices of cheese and slices of ham.
Fold the ham in a slightly decorative way.
And she'd get really creative. She'd chop some scallions with a scissors.
Oh, stop.
You got blown my mind here, lady.
Sliced boiled eggs, lad.
In a half because she's in a rush. Nice. There you go.
Lunchbox, Ian?
I'd say there was a peanut butter sandwich. I'd say there was probably a penguin bar and maybe a cheese string and a piece of fruit, banana, something standard.
Cheese string. I'm really seeing the generational age gap here now.
So there's a fella with watermelon.
It's like when someone says, I had Lunchables. I was like, 2000s, baby.
And the final question I ask everybody, because I don't, I want to know, do you guys wash your legs in the shower?
I do. Because I don't think you should just let the soap run down your body.
Which is what I think you should do.
Get a bit of foam, bit of lather in the hands and then get down.
Okay, so MSES, Ian?
I recently, I had this came up and I tried it and I cannot be bothered.
Is that wrong?
Soap runs down my leg. I've never looked down and gone, my God, I have a filthy leg.
Thank you. I am with you on this one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Never going to look at either of you the same.
Again, fair enough.
We were friends, but now it's over.
September 4th and 5th, the Olympia Stadium, the three Olympia, I should say, Olympia Stadium, what's the three Olympia Theatre? It's where you'll find Dublin Old School on its largest stage. The lads are playing up front. So the Olympia, go along and see it. The 4th and 5th of September. Boys, thanks a million for coming in. Great to see you.
Thanks so much for having us. Cheers.